Hello and welcome back to Some Guys on Mic. Today it's gonna be just me and Jacob. Reason being, Chesco is working his ass off to save up for that new silicone-based blow-up doll.
Okay.
Which is 80% more lifelike.
So he's literally working his ass off, or
like, he's losing his
ass? I shall not be commenting on that. We wish Chesco a happy birthday.
No, you won't. Fuck you, Chesco.
He's now 52, which is... He doesn't look 52.
He doesn't.
He looks like a 12-year-old, but anyway...
Maybe it's the beard.
It could be. Does he have a beard?
Yeah, it's quite epic right now.
As epic as mine?
It's not as epic as yours, okay. But it's getting close.
Not epic, then. Anyway... Today, we're gonna be taking a look at the latest gaming news from the industry, which was a bit epic. I mean, these past, 3 weeks? A lot has gone down. Yeah. After that, we're gonna be discussing the speculation behind the February 20th Sony reveal. We're gonna be making some random announcements. And we're gonna be having our regular What You Been Playing segment. So... Let's go with the news. The Dacia Sandero is now available in Malta. What? No, I'm sorry.
I've never seen one yet.
I have. It's hideous.
Okay.
Anyway, one of the biggest and most disappointing news which was revealed lately was that Grand Theft Auto 5 is delayed until September.
Really not surprised.
Huge, huge delay. Reason behind this delay is that the game is extremely complex and it requires much more work than they previously thought. They have also announced that the extra weight is worth it, especially because they are going to introduce something new. I don't know what that something new is. Maybe a green dildo this time? I don't know.
Maybe next generation ports?
Who knows?
Hmm.
Who knows? Do you think it's going to be...
I think, yeah.
It's going to be difficult. So you reckon that the next-gen consoles will be released this holiday season?
Yes.
This holiday
Not
season?
In all regions, but yes, they will.
Cool. That's ballsy.
It's expected, really. I don't know.
I always expected maybe an announcement to arrive these E3s or the next GDC conferences, and maybe an early 2014 release, maybe?
No,
I don't know.
I mean, Sony is definitely going to reveal the PS4 on the 20th at the PS meeting.
So you just ruined the speculation segment of the show.
It's not speculation. It's known right now. And Microsoft probably March will see something.
March.
Yeah.
So you're not going to keep into consideration that countdown timer?
No.
What is that countdown timer?
Maybe for the 4-4 reveal of the console, but on the...
The announcement of going bust.
Either that or they've been...
Imagine.
Taken by surprise by the Sony announcement so early. So, you know, they're trying to seize...
Because here I, earlier this month, earlier last month, sorry, discussed with Forbes, if I'm not mistaken, and he expressed his thoughts about exactly his thought about the next gen release. I think it was a big troll.
I think it's all just mind games between the companies right now. So, you know, don't believe anything.
Especially Kasirai, sneaky bastard.
He's awesome.
So the Grand Theft Auto 5 has hit everyone and right in the ballsack, especially hardcore fans. I have not been affected by that news. In fact, I felt really happy seeing all those Facebook posts and Twitter posts. Oh my god, it's gonna be the nightmare. My life is over. Let's cut for Bieber. What?
I was half expecting it to be delayed.
I'm happy. I'm happy. Thanks to that move, I think both Tomb Raider and Bioshock Infinite will perform better. Yeah. And they deserve to perform better.
And in every fuck all release during September.
I don't care about the releases in September because they are generally...
Killzone Mercenaries.
But that is on a very that's on a very separate...
Console, but same day.
Yeah, but Killzone Mercenaries, we will be discussing it later on. It's going head to head with the next Call of Duty. I mean, it's gonna be three weeks before it, but still.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know.
All the big releases are September, October, November, last quarter of the year. So, yeah,
it's hard. That's what she said.
Yeah,
but I think it's one of the most popular franchises. Not at the moment, because I think Call of Duty is as popular as that franchise, but
it's been declining though.
Yeah, but
year,
Call
so.
Of Duty is a yearly thing. Mm-hmm. Grand Theft Auto, you have to wait 5 years.
Exactly.
And
that builds up.
Yeah.
You know.
I have faith in Rockstar, mind you, but I don't know. I really hate that franchise. I don't know why. It's the epitome of everything that is wrong with the gaming industry. I hate it so much.
It's not my favorite game. I don't really clamor for it whenever it's getting released.
It's
and everything.
A game of just walking
game.
Around.
And not really.
And beating up horse.
It's a game which can do anything, and it can be anything you want it to be, really. It's that open. So
I don't know.
That's what you do in it. Just walk around.
Okay. Me, I go into strip clubs just trying to find the Easter eggs, and that's just it. I mean, back in the day when I played Driver, I don't remember which Driver it was. I think it was the first one. I just went around just finding Easter eggs. The Fort Capri in the stadium, the baseball stadium, the Mini Cooper and the Underground Laboratory, and just that.
Yep.
That's why I was more interested in Driver San Francisco, because it wasn't that open. I don't know. When a game gives me the liberty of doing anything I want, I generally tend to do fuck all.
I know, that's the same thing I do, actually. That's why I don't complete the open world games, apart from really a few which have a more focus on story, but yeah.
It's icky.
Not for me.
A big news for the RPG fans out there. The Witcher 3 has been officially announced following a leak by Game Informer.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be titled Wild Hunt, and it's pressing on for a 2014 release date. And big news, it will be available on all leading consoles.
They've already announced
PC. It will be available on next gen console.
Yeah.
It will be the final chapter in the trilogy, and following the feedback from their fans, there will be no QuickTime events at all. They have been investing their time in improving the RPG mechanics, especially the fighting system.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a big bossy announcement, which is that the map which will be featured in this title will be the biggest map in modern RPG history.
Like 30% larger than Skyrim?
30 times bigger than Witcher 2.
Okay, than Witcher 2, okay.
Yeah.
They said basically it's going to take around 30 or 45 minutes to cross from
one side
to the other
on
horseback.
It's huge.
That's huge.
It's bossy.
Yeah.
But with next generation, I think that will be featured in the next Far Cry. Most probably. Anyway, we have mentioned Killzone Mercenaries, and as the loyal listeners might know, I am an avid Killzone fan. In fact, I have Helgen scripture tattooed on my ballsack. I don't know what it means. It might mean ham and cheese sandwich in Helgen, but I don't really care. I didn't have faith in this kind of installment in the series. I really didn't see much of a point. Till the day, I haven't even immersed myself in the Vita. But after seeing that gameplay trailer, I have to buy a Vita.
Yeah.
I have to buy a Vita. It's simply for Killzone Mercenaries.
It's a full-featured game with full-featured story and everything. I mean,
amazing
the
graphics.
Yeah.
Everything that is good from Killzone.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
It's going to be there.
Yeah.
The only gripe I have is that it's going to be just 8-player online, I think. multiplayer.
Yeah,
it's only 8 players.
I mean, I don't think the CPU is capable of handling much more.
That's one of the problems. I think that's the only thing Vita can handle. I don't think online will be very fun with just so little players. But
the only online mode I enjoyed in the Killzone franchise was Killzone 2.
Mm-hmm.
Killzone 3, in Killzone 3 they tried to become Call of Duty, yeah, same thing, of same implementation, and they ruined what was good in the online mode of Killzone 2. I mean, yeah, you remember back
Killzone
in the day.
Killzone 2 was the best. I mean, for me, it's still one of the best shooters of this generation.
Yeah. You remember in Killzone 2 online, we used to spend fucking hours playing. And that's the only title me and you played online together.
Yeah, true.
So that's fucking weird.
True.
That's how good it is. Anyway, so that's food for thought. If you were thinking about getting a Vita, now you have a good excuse. Killzone Mercenary.
And Tearaway. I have to mention that game by Media Molecule.
Yeah.
Tearaway. It looks so, so good.
It looks fantastic.
I'm really looking forward to that as well.
It looks fantastic. I hope it's not another little Big Planet in disguise with...
It's not, apparently. It's more of a 3D platform with an amazing art style. Looks so good.
I'm really, really, really aching for a good platformer.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
You probably love it.
Yeah. In fact, you'll notice my fondness for platform games in the What You've Been Playing section. It's really sad. But anyway, Santa Monica Studios released a shitload of content surrounding God of War. Especially the new screenshots, which looked fucking epic. Yeah, I hate the God of War franchise for the consoles.
Why?
Because I gameplay wise, it makes much more sense on a portable. I don't know why it feels much better.
The portable ones are fun, but yeah, I love the epicness of the console games.
It's fantastic, man. I love the portable ones. It's the only reason I still play with the PSP. Yeah. Anyway, they have also announced the limited edition bundle, which was expected. They will be releasing the 500 gig super slim model
in red.
Nice.
Looks really nice.
It looks nice, but I would have expected at least either the symbol of God of War
or something.
It looks just like me buying a PlayStation and just spraying it red. It makes...
I don't know. Maybe some people think it's tacky to have, you know, logos of games.
I know, but take a look at the special editions from the Xbox counterpart. Call of Duty special editions, the Halo special editions, Star Wars.
They look good. For ages now.
Final Fantasy 1 was one of the best looking PlayStation 3 console.
Yeah, there's a lot of really, really nice ones.
By far. Anyway, also, they have released a live-action trailer, which was fantastic.
So awesome. Yeah.
It was fantastic. It was released during the Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
which is known to the rest of the world outside of America as epic, awesome, ballsy adverts.
Yes. And I think it fit quite well. I mean,
yeah.
Even the choice of music maybe didn't click with a lot of people in the beginning. I loved it from the first time I watched it, but... I think it fits the
It gave me that kind of feeling the Gladiator gave me in that part when he returns to his home.
If you haven't seen it yet, just search for it online.
Yeah, I can't wait to play it. I mean, anyway, the limited edition bundle, which I didn't mention, will contain all 5 titles prior to God of War 4. Which means you have the God of War Saga Collection included in the bundle. Awesome.
Really, really good deal.
Awesome. Yeah. It's a very good deal. Anyway, on the opposing team, someone at Xbox who is in charge of the official website must have gotten a bit in trouble.
Cock-ups.
Yeah. A motherfucker mistakenly updated the website, which will probably be the design which will be used after the new Xbox will be announced. It basically included a new tab replacing the Xbox 360 tab as the new Xbox. Now, what are your thoughts about the name? I think they are going to follow the Apple iPad crap thing.
Which I don't like, honestly. I mean, why would you confuse your player base?
I would have rather have it named something else. Either Xbox 8, Durango.
Something. Just
Fagynamo.
Just keep the Xbox name and, you know, add something. I think they fucked up a little because of the 360 name. You know, where can you go after that?
They should have just named it Xbox 2.
But
Xbox Awakening.
It's all marketing perception, though.
They're enough Xbox.
It would have been Xbox 2 against PlayStation 3, so which is better, you know.
Xbox Absolution.
Xbox. Xbox.
That would sell millions. So, other than that, there was nothing interesting in the website. But anyway, the Chinese government is reportedly reviewing the console ban, which was effectively placed into action 12 years ago, banning all imports and all retail of consoles in China.
From outside retail.
That's why I said import.
So basically... Dumbass. Nintendo, for example, had a company inside China under a different name and everything.
The problem is that to successfully remove the ban, 7 ministries have to take part and have to agree in full that the ban has to be lifted. And that's very hard. Apparently, the government in China is hard ass.
I doubt they will, honestly.
I mean, it will open up a huge opportunity for Sony and Microsoft, especially as an initial stepping stone for the next gen.
Of course, no. That's going to be another huge market for them.
Yeah. Anyway, another big news. PC and gaming peripheral giant Logitech will be closing down the gaming and audio division.
Audio as well?
Yeah.
Seriously?
They will only develop and sell audio for PCs, nothing else.
No more iPod docks.
No more docks, no more portable speakers, no more PS3 speakers.
Seriously?
Those will be closed down. The only segment that will be the main focus for the new business model will be PC peripherals. And that's it. That's it.
I mean, it's good that they focus on what they do best, but I think their gaming and
speaker line were
quite good.
The gaming line was awesome. It was the only brand outside of the officially licensed stuff, which was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I mean,
and the Harmony line was getting axed as well.
It's unbelievable. I mean, what steerings will be available now? It will... Sony will have to create something.
Logic 3, yeah.
This announcement came after the company reported a $180 million loss in its fiscal year, which is quite a lot. I don't know how cutting those segments and investing purely on PC will help them. I mean, next-gen consoles would have helped them.
I guess, yeah, move more peripherals. People look for... third-party stuff when they can't afford...
Exactly.
The original stuff.
And retailers generally use those kind of peripherals, Logitech peripherals, as an incentive to buy their stuff.
Of course.
Example, bundles with an extra controller from Logitech.
Yeah.
I don't know if this will help them, but...
I love Logitech products, so I'm really bummed about this, but...
It might be also a bad move. It might spell disaster. Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
We'll see next fiscal year. Anyway, after a long, long period of battling financial disaster, THQ has held the official auction of their main franchises. We have the results. Oh my god. Jacob, you are the father.
Oh my god.
So, Sega acquired Relic Entertainment. Relic Entertainment were the developers behind Company of Heroes. Mm-hmm. That's a big news.
That's a good buy and a good match, I think.
Yeah.
Really good match.
Imagine Company of Heroes with the characters of Sonic the Hedgehog. Would be awesome.
Sony are a big PC publisher as well, so I think, it's a perfect match.
Ubisoft acquired THQ Montreal.
Good as well. They have offices over there already.
Yeah, 166. They also created 1666 and Underdog.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have the license for South Park, the Stick of Truth. So, yeah, Ubisoft will handle that fantastically. I don't know if they still will be releasing it within this year.
I think they will. I mean, we'll the studios have been going on with the development, regardless of the folding of THQ or not.
Yeah.
You know, the auctions, that is why there were auctions anyway, so...
Take-Two Interactive acquired the title Evolve, which is currently being developed by Turtle Rock Studios. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have no idea about what the fuck that is. I mean, that's what they could afford, Take-Two. Yeah. Koch Media acquired Violation Inc. and the Metro franchise. Mm-hmm. Violation Inc. are the people behind Saints Row.
Mm-hmm.
We have discussed Grand Theft Auto. What do you think is needed from Saints Row to create a successful contender against GTA? I mean, their biggest problem, I think, is it's not serious enough. It takes the piss about everything too much.
You're echoing exactly what Cliff Bleszinski, former Epic creative director, said recently, that for it to be successful, they should just drop the dildo waving and, you know, the not serious stuff.
I hate that guy, but I completely agree.
I don't know. It's would you want another Grand Theft Auto?
I wouldn't want another Grand Theft Auto. I would want a better Grand Theft Auto. Saints Row 3...
The third was really, really fun. It's an amazing game.
But it had that too much element of stupidity that just was boring.
It's a bit childish.
It's a huge turnoff.
Yeah.
I mean, the weapons and the vehicles and the gameplay was fantastic, but there was too much bullshit going on, and I hated it.
That's what made it fun.
No, to me, that was one of the reasons why I stopped playing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I hated it. I mean,
it's already a successful series. Let us say that. I mean, they sell millions of the.
Yeah, in fact, the THQ anyway, so. Have went well with this.
Yeah.
Jeez, what the fuck?
A company cannot thrive like THQ cannot thrive on just one franchise anyway. So
understood. Lastly, Crytek acquired the Homefront franchise, and that's a big fucking good news.
Why?
Because they are fantastic at creating decent FPS, and Homefront...
It was not a decent FPS.
It had a good story, but the gameplay was Imagine the gameplay of the mechanics and the engine used in Crysis. Used on that.
On Homefront.
Yeah. It would be a better contender against Call of Duty than Medal of Honor.
True.
Following that disastrous year with, what was that game? Soldier Becomer? Warfighter, sorry. was a definite no-no.
No.
But I think Crytek... We'll get that franchise up on its feet.
Speaking of Crytek, Vigil, the studio behind Darksiders, wasn't as fortunate as the other studios during the auction.
Yeah, unfortunately, all the studios and franchises not mentioned in this list, which is now officially closed, have been canned.
Yeah.
So,
Vigil, I was really sad about Vigil being, you know, practically ignored by everybody because Darksiders is one of my favorite franchises from this generation. It's the second one, or it isn't as good as the first one, but I totally, totally loved the first Darksiders. So I was really bummed that they weren't picked up by anybody. At least Studio Santa Monica from Sony showed interest in hiring
them,
people
yeah.
from the studio because they're talented. They had other offers from other studios, but just yesterday, Crytek stepped in and actually hired the whole studio as is without even doing any interviews. Just hired them, and they're now working for
That's a fucking Crytek. Big news.
And the team is called Venture...
Venture Vaginas.
Venture Vaginas, no. Venture... Venture something. I'm not sure, but yeah, they of course they're not going to work on the Darksiders series anymore, but they have creative freedom to work on anything they want right now. So that's a huge thing for them. I'm really happy.
Me too. Anyway, Irrational Studios, the studios behind the Bioshock franchise, have announced that a novel shall be released on Amazon and will be available for the Kindle, and will give a brief introduction to the city in the sky. It is okay. Epic. Why? It's very interesting.
I know.
The novel looks fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fantastic. I think I'm going to be buying that.
All right.
And I'm using air quotes when I say buying.
Oh my god.
But anyway.
You're such a pirate.
I'm not. From Capcom's side, they have also announced that they will be porting to the main consoles Resident Evil Revelations, which was previously released on the 3DS console and was very successful.
Mm-hmm.
I might add. What are your thoughts?
They're not making it on Vita. They suck.
They suck in general, but anyway.
I think, all right, the more people that play it, the better, because it's a good entry in the series.
I think Resident Evil franchise is being milked out to fuck, and I think it's about time they kill it.
I don't think it's about time they kill it. I think it's about time they rethink their action title angle they've been going to the last couple of games. Which actually, the director of the series has been talking about. You know, he said if he's doing another one, a reboot or something, it's going to be more horror than action next time.
About fucking time.
I know. Okay. But this is the bro generation, basically. That's what everybody wants, you know. That's the thing that affected these games.
I'm not into the horror genre a lot. In fact, I feel uncomfortable playing those kinds of games.
If I
want to be
Game of the Year for you was just Walking Dead, you know. So.
But that's a different kind of horror franchise.
just
I like the Walking Dead series, the film series. I mean, it's not a horror series. It's just. How can I explain
it? I'm afraid to watch it, Matthew.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm not kidding you.
I never have been into the Silent Hill franchise, into the Resident Evil franchise, although the fourth installment was pretty fucking good. I also didn't enjoy Amnesia. I mean, and it's one of the things that I'm worried about from The Last of Us. I mean, The Last of Us is a horror survival title, I think it will be the first horror title which I will enjoy a lot. I mean, the new gameplay, did you see the new gameplay trailer featuring the clickers? Which are basically monsters clicking mice furiously. It's annoying as shit.
Basically, they cannot see, so they communicate. They move around and
they are just clicking
just
mice,
by clicking and
just like fucking
things,
dolphins.
It's things,
weird
yeah,
ass
like,
walking
like
dolphins.
Yeah.
I don't know if I will enjoy it, but I have complete faith in Naughty Dog. They have never disappointed me, although they haven't said Happy Christmas last Christmas, which was kind of disappointing. So there's that.
Card?
No.
Poor you.
But anyway. Are you looking forward to...
Of course I am.
Anyway, I think we should stop for a break.
After that.
What do you think? Yeah. With that image in mind. Oh my god! When we'll be back, we'll have some more news. Unless I forget about the last couple of crappy things. We'll be also having that discussion on the Sony reveal, and we will also be having the What You've Been Playing segment, so...
See you after the break.
Time.
And we're back, and you probably aren't.
Why are we even doing this?
I don't know. I have nothing else better to do. Anyway, we have mentioned that China had that ban on that on the consoles. Remember, earlier last year, Australia removed the ban on 18+ games and now have a classification for 18+.
Mm-hmm.
Warner Brothers have officially resubmitted Mortal Kombat for a classification.
A huge, huge change for our Australian brothers.
People from the Down Under.
Usually they, whatever they do, just import stuff from abroad, but...
Yeah, they catch you. There's an Australian border patrol. People caught... they caught someone coming in to Australia with God of War 3 mm-hmm. back in the day.
And?
They held him.
Oh my God.
They held him overnight. It's like because he brought him to the... Because of God of War. Like, what the fuck? It's just a game. Jesus. Do you see this American dude just baffled? Like, what did I do wrong? It's not drugs, it's a game.
Fucking Australia, man.
It was really weird. It was really, really
wow.
weird.
Oh, wow.
Imagine if they opened one of my luggage. Fisting machines.
But that's why handcuffs. There's no violence whatsoever in Australia, so...
No, never. Never. Never.
It's a stupid, never. It's a
and
stupid
no,
decision.
And there's no, not even road rage. Remember nothing. That video, road rage?
There's not even any need for police in Australia. No, I mean, there's nothing over there, so...
Anyway, moving on. The Assassin's Creed movie has gotten one step closer to start development. They have now a lead writer, Michael Leslie.
It will be cancelled next week, probably.
He is renowned for several short films. This will be the first feature film for
mm-hmm.
him. Mm-hmm. It's huge news. They have a lot of confidence in him. They are really backing him up, both Ubisoft Motion Pictures and Regency Film.
So they can blame him when...
Yeah, when it's just shitty. The lead actor will be Michael Fassbender, so the film will automatically be awesome.
Yeah, all right. I can hear
Fassbender
that.
Is fantastic, man.
Of course.
I love him. I love him in Prometheus. And
Inglourious Basterds.
Inglourious Basterds. He's creepy. He has that creepy look, but he's fucking good.
Yes.
I loved him also in X-Men First Class. I think he was the best fucking character.
Mm-hmm.
Magneto. Anyway, moving on, George Andreas joins Sony.
Who is that?
He's the lead inventor behind Haribo and the new... It's another new segment. He is an ex-Rare employee. Rare is owned by Microsoft nowadays. Mm-hmm. He formed part of the development team behind Donkey Kong, GoldenEye...
During the golden years of Rare at Nintendo, so I'm confident that he's...
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good developer, basically.
Yeah. One of his most disappointing attributes is that he helped develop the Kinect.
That's
something I wouldn't...
I mean, that's what he had to do. That's what Microsoft wanted
shame
to do.
Shame on you, George Andreas.
So.
Shame on
no,
you.
No, I'm... Honestly, I'm excited for his joining... heading, basically, the...
London segment, yeah.
Yeah. Because of his involvement with the Nintendo... During the golden years of Rare, Donkey Kong, GoldenEye, everything.
GoldenEye was the only James Bond title which I enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. It's a really, really good game.
I think I never played another decent James Bond title. Mm. I mean, Legend wasn't bad, but still.
Yeah, that was the best one.
Yeah. You had some news from Sony's counterpart as well.
Yes, apparently Sony just pulled the plug. On Superbot, which are the developers behind
Vegisil
Unlimited Extra, PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale, and I'm quite sad that they just, you know, cut their ties with them just like that.
What
the game is actually really, really good.
I don't think it performed well.
It didn't perform well, but I think it's Sony is to blame because they didn't really advertise it a lot.
Yeah.
You know,
They were more interested in adding special characters and this and that, yeah, and not into actual marketing.
No, nothing at all. I mean, the game will still be supported. DLC will be released. Everything is going to be under Studio Santa Monica.
Okay.
Basically, so it's still a good thing. But yeah, I'm just sad about Superbot being literally fired like that. Anyway, you can say maybe they didn't have any marketing during that time because just yesterday Sony hired a new marketing team. Sony America.
Okay.
A new marketing team. So maybe it was a transitional period where they were interviewing, you know, new companies.
I don't think it's an excuse.
It's not. Absolutely, it's not an excuse. I mean, you have to support all your titles with, yeah, you know, I mean, you can't just give God of War, which is a huge, huge, huge franchise already for Sony. Millions of people buy the game already and give it a Super Bowl ad. And, you know, all your new IPs like PlayStation All-Stars, Sly. I mean, got released yesterday. Nobody even knows that it got released yesterday. You know, there was no... See, you don't even know that it got released yesterday.
What? But not in Europe.
I don't know, but it got released yesterday.
No, it's not in Europe. No, I just shat my pants for nothing.
No fucking marketing at all right
now. Unfortunately, it got released yesterday in the Americas, mm-hmm, and it will be released in Europe at the end of March. I don't know why.
Delays.
It makes usually no fucking sense.
Probably all the translations they have to do for Europe.
From American English to English, okay?
No, not only. I mean, Italian, German, and all that shit. Probably they didn't. I fucking hate being in Europe for these things.
It all boils down to how the company, how the developer tackles that kind of problem. I mean, in these days, we have international releases for major titles. Why don't you do that fucking thing for
Sony
all titles?
Sony always had a problem with that, so.
But they suck. In fact, before talking about the what you've been playing segment, I wanted to talk to you. I was going to tell you, Sly Cooper 4 is one of the titles that I'm really looking forward to. It's one of those games which I want to flap to.
The good thing is, just imported, there's no region locking like Nintendo or Xbox. That's what I like about Sony.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't want to wait for a game?
For now.
Import it.
For now.
There's no restrictions.
In fact, I shall go on Amazon and buy that shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it for the news segment. Now we're gonna have a special discussion about feet and the hair on the toes.
What?
Okay, we're gonna be leaving that for the next show. Anyway, we're gonna have a speculation segment on the 20th February Sony event. Basically, for those of you who might not know, shame on you, first of all. But Sony Computer Entertainment have announced that they shall be conducting an event, a meeting with their investors, the main press, and they will be also live streaming the shit out of it.
And it's called the PlayStation Meeting, where they historically always release
a new console. So, what does this mean for you? Will... Imagine if this meeting is, yes, we're going bust. What? You got us in LA for that? What?
The slogan for the event is the future of PlayStation. And then you go in and they're going
it's
bust.
Dead.
That would be the most epic. Hilarious thing ever.
Yeah, and the announcement would be, we have been told that we have been conducting extravagant meetings for nothing. Case in point. No, I think it will be a brief introduction to the next console.
Yes.
I don't think they will actually show the console.
No.
They will just show a couple of new tech. I'm looking forward to
it. Maybe the controller.
No, I don't think so. I think they won't show any fucking thing.
They might show how the console might look.
I think the teaser trailer which they released.
There were clues how the console was.
Yeah. There was the hidden design.
You can see grooves and all that shit. Which, you know.
Imagine it pans out and it's a giant dildo. What the fuck? was just zooming in on the veins and stuff.
They might, you know, tease the console and everything, but it's gonna be not proper reveal for the console.
Yeah.
What they're expecting for the future, the games, will discuss the services probably, but
who will be hosting the show?
I don't know.
It's Tretton or
the show
Hirai?
Is gonna be in America, so
I think it's either Tretton or Hirai or both.
No, it's probably gonna be Tretton. Tretton and Hirai probably. Hirai is not the head of the entertainment section anymore.
He's the head of everything.
He's the head of everything now, so I don't think he's gonna be, you know, heading the
as a CEO, he does love is fond about the entertainment section.
I mean that's what brought him up.
Yeah, I think he will be there.
Yeah, I definitely he will be there.
What are your thoughts about the actual console? What groundbreaking feature will it have? I mean, the groundbreaking feature for the PS2 was the graphics on the 6-axis. What will be now?
Better graphics. I mean, there's already been leaks from the development kits, both for Durango and Orbis, basically.
I never tend to give a shit about those kind of leaks because it can be anything.
It's not that it can be anything. I mean, they are concrete numbers.
Yeah,
you know?
But by the time they will actually release it, I mean,
they
like,
will
for example, exactly. New technology will arise,
yes.
and different models for GPUs and CPUs.
Of course. Nothing is final. But from there, you can deduce
what kind of quality.
What quality you can expect from both consoles. Mm. So far, Orbis or PlayStation 4 is more powerful than Durango Xbox, the new Xbox. But it's only on paper, anyway. So I wouldn't write anything on that.
Rumors have it that the controller will get a complete makeover, especially it will be a bit larger with a very small touchscreen in the center, which will effectively replace the start, a select button, and the PlayStation button.
First of all, it's not a touchscreen. It's a touchpad. A touch panel. So there's no image.
No. It will be exactly like the backside of the Vita.
Exactly.
What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, it could open up a lot of options. I mean, you know, it's multi-touch, so you can use it to zoom, to control cameras, to navigate menus, anything. I mean, really, it's a touch panel. Eh?
Yeah. I think the only mistake at this point that Sony could do is if they actually change the shape and feel of the controller. I mean, when they first announced the boomerang controller, remember that? It backfired as fuck.
It's not because it was changed, it's because it looked really, really uncomfortable.
Yeah, but hardcore PlayStation fans will not...
Yeah, I mean, the controller is...
Personally, I feel... I prefer the feel of the Xbox controller. It's much more comfortable and it feels generally better. But if Sony changed their controller, I would feel betrayed.
The controller is iconic with the with the brand. I think they can keep the spirit of the controller if you can understand me. I mean, you know, the form factor and everything. I think they can change the ergonomics a little better.
The best thing they could do maybe is change the placing of the D-pad and the
analog. I don't think they would do that.
That would be the best option. I mean, that's what makes the Xbox controller feel better. I think, in my opinion,
I prefer the symmetrical placement of the analog sticks myself. And a lot of
really?
Other people, yes.
Really?
Yes. I don't like the D-pad in that position at all. I mean, it looks bloody stupid. If you want to play a fucking fighting game on that, it's practically impossible. Have you tried fucking holding an Xbox controller and playing a 2D
fighter? Use the D-pad. That's why I find it more comfortable. Because driving games, adventure games, action games, FPS, I only use the analog.
No.
Maybe it's because I don't give a shit about... fighting games.
Yeah, but you have to cater for every...
The last fighting game I played and enjoyed was Tekken 2.
Wow, you suck.
It was one of the best Tekkens.
Yes, but you suck still.
Yeah, I don't like fighting games.
Another thing they are teasing on the controller is a share button.
Yeah, that's a huge disappointment.
Why?
Because everything has a fucking share button. Do you know that the new Toyota Yaris has a share button?
As you said, everything has a share button these days.
Why the fuck?
So why not on a console when you have a friend list?
I enjoy the Facebook feature on the PlayStation because, yeah, everyone knows that I earned a fucking buttloads of trophies when I play a game. I enjoy that because people would know what kind of games I'm playing and they could... It's a conversation starter on Facebook, but I'm not gonna be playing. Oh my god! Look at Kratos' ass. Let's press share.
Wait, but imagine a more social PlayStation network. All right, where you can share pictures immediately during a game when you're competing against your friend, and you could just kick his ass, and you just share it with all your other friends and everything. At the click of a button, for example, you take photo, boom, share, and it's there for everybody to see. Another cool feature they are teasing, at least I don't know how feasible it is, but apparently the PlayStation 3 will be recording the last 15 minutes of gameplay you're doing natively. You know what I mean?
No, that doesn't...
It's very difficult, and I doubt it's going to happen, but...
It would destroy the GPU and the CPU. It would destroy their ass, no.
I don't know if it would destroy their ass. I mean, that they're made for that kind of thing, but...
No. You're sacrificing part of the CPU usage for recording.
But yeah, part of it is always reserved for the OS.
Whilst accessing the hard disk twice... to access the install of the game and recording it on a... No, you're destroying the CPU. Too much shit is going on.
It's just a rumor, and yeah. I don't know what to think about it, but it would
make much more sense if you have a record button, which would effectively affect the kind of gameplay, but not recording all the time. I don't know why, but...
We'll see.
It doesn't make sense recording all the time. We'll see. I think it would be heavy on CPU.
I don't know.
We'll see.
Anyway,
what do you think the PSN will need to be that much better? Do you think Valve and Sony would make... Imagine if the console will have a Steam button.
I don't think so, no. I mean, Valve is more concerned about their... Steam box between inverted commas right now, and partnering with other, you know, companies like Sony to release Steam on their devices. I mean, it would be counterproductive for them, I think, with their new console coming out, and I think it would
hurt Sony even, because if there's the availability of a Steam store on...
Yeah, exactly.
Will affect sales on PSN.
Remember that Sony acquired Gaikai earlier in the summer?
Yeah.
Which could lead to stuff like this, you know, streaming of whatever demos, games, fantasy or anything. I don't think
that would work in the majority of households. I mean, you need a fucking powerful internet connection, which... not everyone has.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's an option. It's a feature. Look at Netflix, for example.
Yeah.
And how well it works in America.
Yeah.
You know, each contact is a click of a button. Buffering and everything. I mean, good technology. We're not just talking about this year. I mean, these consoles are going to last 4, 6, 7, 8 years.
8 years.
In the future as well. So, you know, you have to cater for stuff in the future as well. I would be disappointed if they didn't do these things and try to cater for the future as well. You know. Because later on,
buying Gaikai would have meant that they have something up their sleeve.
They do have something planned, of course.
And buying such a title would amalgamate the PS Vita or the whatever portable console that will be available alongside the next-gen console, mm-hmm. and that will help cloud storage much more. It would make it much more easy, much more accessible for both consoles.
Yeah.
It would make much more sense.
Yeah.
No, I think we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah.
For those of you who want to see the live streaming of the event, the link will be available on the PlayStation blog, the official PlayStation blog, and we will be posting it on our Twitter and Facebook page. Anyway, now it's time for the What You Been Playing segment. Woo! What you been playing, Jacob?
A lot of stuff. I've been
you always say
game.
A lot of stuff, and then you say, I've been playing a lot of stuff, especially Final Fantasy. Did you play anything else? No, Final Fantasy?
Actually, I've been playing Final Fantasy 3.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Final Fantasy.
Jesus Christ.
For the complete.
For the fuck off.
There was a play. There was a PSP, PlayStation Vita, and sale on the PSN store.
So
for all Final Fantasy titles.
So the first thought that there must be a reason they are discounting that shit. So the first thing that came to mind is I have been playing Final Fantasy for the past 16 years. Let me play some more.
And buy them for the seventh time on the seventh.
Fucking Christ, man, that's so sad.
You know, it's my favorite franchise, and I love having it on the go on my Vita.
Killzone is my favorite franchise. I haven't played Killzone in
because there's
forever.
Only, there's only three games. Final Fantasy has 2000.
Final Fantasy has 12.
It has 14 all the side stories.
There are 14 and 17 variation of each title. What the fuck?
I want to play that.
It's sad. It's sad. Anything else apart from that sad sub story?
I still be playing Darksiders 2. I've been playing Devil May Cry on my PC, which
sucks.
Actually, I'm liking quite a lot. I mean, it runs really, 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 really well on PC. So
really?
60 frames per second,
cool.
You know, experience is still there.
What do you think about the Ninja Theory?
It's not exactly Devil May Cry, but I think it's a nice reinvention.
It's something new for...
It's a nice reinvention, yeah. I mean, I've been a bit bored about Devil May Cry recently. Devil May Cry 4 didn't really do much to me, so I don't know.
But will you continue playing it?
I think I might, yeah. I mean, finishing Darksiders 2 is my priority right now, but I think after that, yeah, I will cool. complete Devil May Cry.
Will you write a review?
If you tell me to.
I've been telling you for the past 3 years.
Just keep doing it and I will. I'm
gonna take a shit in an envelope, an airtight envelope, and just send it to you.
I will. I will not open envelopes coming from you. Just that.
Anyway, I have been playing a lot of games. As I told you before, I have been having a lot of longing for platformers and kind of action games. Not adventure games, not action games. I played Sly Cooper 3.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I'm trying to get the Platinum Trophy, mm-hmm. which is fucking a physical impossibility mm-hmm. at this point. I have been playing Ratchet & Clank 2 mm-hmm. as well. Yes, I've been back to the PS2.
Wow.
And I have also been playing the last title of the God of War series on the PSP, Chains of Olympus.
I think Chains of Olympus.
Yeah, I have been playing that a lot right now. I'm trying to pass it on the heroic mode or hell mode. It's heavy. It swears a lot, but whilst I'm taking a shit, I like to swear a lot at demons and shit.
I don't want to imagine the scene.
Oh my god. It's awesome.
Oh, Christ.
And I also played Hitman Absolution, which is fucking disgusting.
It's not that bad.
It's so bad.
It's not that bad.
It's really, really bad.
Oh,
did you play that game?
I did play it a little, yeah. It's not that bad.
It's do not you that really, bad. Really, dude. Okay, look, let me tell you something. I have played the original trilogy on the PlayStation 2.
It's different. I will give you that. It
yeah,
is different.
It's different.
Departure, but it's not a bad game.
It's different. But change is good. But this change is like, I don't know, changing from eating bread to eating glass. That kind of change.
You might like it. You never tried it.
Look, there are a lot of options in which you can carry out your kill. Having so many options just ruins it for you. Reason being is that, yes, you have, for example, 10 ways how to play through the mission and perform your kill. But only two of them will work fantastically well. The other eight are just put there just for the fuck of it. Also, you have been given the extra feature to, I don't know, to put on a camouflage.
A disguise.
You just, okay, I understand. There's a huge problem that if you put on a disguise, you can be identified pretty easily. I would understand that if you're putting on a disguise of a policeman and other police officers don't recognize you. I understand that fully. What I don't understand is that if you put on a chef's uniform and you go out and about Chinatown, other chefs from other restaurants do not recognize you. Like, oh my god, who is that guy? Who is that guy? Call the cops. Why?
Because you're a Japanese chef in Chinatown. You're not actually Chinese.
No, it doesn't make sense. Another problem with the disguise. At some point in the game, you encounter a henchman of a drug lord or whatever. And these henchmen all have masks, full masks. From head to toe, they are covered up. If you put on that disguise, people will still not recognize you. No shit, I'm wearing a fucking mask. What? Are you all juggalos? What the fuck?
It doesn't make sense.
I would have much preferred it if they didn't give me that option, if they couldn't make the engine run properly, but I don't know. It has a lot of fucking... At some point, it's hard for nothing. That's what she said. But it's too difficult. Even, for example, if you're amidst a gunfight, they spotted you and they started shooting, and you crouch down and go into a vent, everyone will stop firing at you. What the fuck? Is that the invisibility vent of awesomeness?
Might be. Who says it's not?
It doesn't make sense.
I know. I mean, it does need to work. It's a departure from the usual. It does have its good as well. Let's just say it. I mean, it's not shit all around.
Visually, it's a fantastic looking game. There are some parts which just keep me going, and I got addicted to the gameplay at some point. But then there are those parts which are fastidious and they really spoil the fun out of it. I mean, also one of the biggest problems in the game is the voice acting. The voice acting is so horrible. It's like your character is a robot. I know Agent 47 is supposed to be that hard ass, the no feelings, just a pretentious bastard. But, oh my god. Oh, thank you, Agent 47, you saved me. You are welcome. Like, what the fuck was that? Even his facial expressions in the game, everything looks bloody good, except for the main character. Why is that? It feels like there's something missing. That pizzazz, which was there in the original Hitman trilogy, has been lost. It's just something completely different. And I might understand how people enjoy that because they're hardcore fans of the franchise and whatnot, but I simply didn't get it. I really didn't enjoy it. You are an asshole. You are. Last game which I have started a couple of days ago, which was standing there still sealed in the original packing since release day, Sorcery.
Wow.
With my new setup, I could actually use the move, but I think it would have been better if if it didn't work at all. The calibration of the move is just wrong. I mean, on Sports Champions, it looks like the game is actually trying to calibrate it, but on Sorcery, you just need to point the controller to the camera. I mean, it looks like it's not even taking diagnostics of the horizontal and vertical position of the player. It just point there, and that's it. Yes, it's calibrated. Okay, then you start playing, and you realize that after, what, 30 or 45 minutes, the calibration is lost, and you have to go through that misery again. And generally, you lose calibration amidst having a huge battle.
Wow.
I mean, one of the biggest problems of that game also is the repetitiveness. It's so linear, that game. It's so crappy. It's so boring. You get annoyed playing it after easily half an hour. It's like something, it's like working in a factory. You do all the same shit over and over again. I don't know how much more I can take of that.
It's fun.
I mean, I think I played through 3 hours, maybe, through the game. It's still the same shit, same enemies, the same kind of gameplay, no puzzles, no nothing, just, yeah.
Just wave your wand and
just wave your wand profusely, savagely, and just until you get to Rat Syndrome or tennis elbow, whatever. It's a waste of time. And I forgot to mention this. The main character looks hideous. It's like it has been drawn by a 2-year-old with crayons and no hands. And
it's stylized.
No, it's not stylized. It's not stylized. Yeah?
It's not stylized?
It's supposed to look like a fairy tale thing, but it doesn't. Face is pale. The guy is probably 18, but he looks like he's 45 because he has an epic forehead. It's deplorable. It's fucking deplorable. The lip sync isn't existing. Sometimes the character just moves his head and he's talking like, what's happening to his lips? It's pitiful.
Unfortunately, I haven't played it.
The frame rate is fucking problematic. It's jittery as fuck, and screen tearing is a huge, huge, huge disappointment.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's disgusting. I didn't enjoy it at all.
At least I enjoy what I play. So fuck you.
You've been playing the same games for the past 20 years.
Exactly.
That's not a good excuse.
Think about the genius in that.
That's not a good excuse.
Think about the genius in that. I'm never disappointed.
You suck. You suck at everything. Anyway, I think with that we can close the show. You can follow the latest news on www.someguysonmic.com. We will be releasing some new reviews pretty soon, and we will be back after the Sony event to give you a proper summary.
Good.
So
that's gonna be fun.
Anyway, we also have a YouTube channel, which is www.youtube.com/someguysonmicvideo, and we also have a Facebook page and Twitter at Some Guys on Mic. Remember, we all love you, especially our new fans from the United States. Let's try and not be racist, Jacob.
What did I do? Ever.
Everything. You do everything.
Nothing.
You ruin everything single-handedly. You suck. Anyway, we welcome you to the show. All of you newcomers, and we hope you enjoyed it. So, we'll be back in about 2 weeks. All aboard. A little stable.